fast I can run?
See how high I can jump, Mom?
Those are the little ones I like to pull down. Because I hate people. Especially children. It makes me laugh when they can't stand up.
I hate children, is that what he said? Is he like a serial killer guy or something? I hate children.
Yeah,
there is a guy there.
Raise your glass to loving
it. What was it?
80% of all James Wine grape
that
grapes.
Worked with Honest Tool.
Those are the little ones I like to pull down. Because I hate people. Especially children.
Take him off
it
the
makes
street.
Me laugh when they can't stand up.
Funny when they fall down.
Yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Right. They show that commercial still now all the time.
The I've fallen and I can't get up.
Grandma. There's always a little girl comes into the room. Grandma, what happened?
Oh, the children.
Grandma's dying. Oh, yeah, but.
It makes me laugh when they can't stand up.
Okay. But he's like the serial killer, right? Must be a murder movie.
I'm going to read a passage from Sex Jungle.
Sex Jungle?
Okay.
Let man hurl himself into the galaxies.
That sounds like a good movie, Sex Jungle.
It gets better, right?
Exit Stage Galaxy.
No, yeah, we should stop. I'm ready to stop. I'm tired.
I think so. I've been ready to stop for about 2 hours.
Yeah, I thought like 4 was going to be the divine line. With Extreme Prejudice.
And I think you got way more than enough material for Thursday.
Yeah,
for a 5-hour show.
Out here in the show fields harvesting.
So John Baker's here.
Yeah.
Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I.
Others not like totally.
Monica Durkin challenged Howard Prelts to a fist-beating contest. The contest was called to a draw when neither contestant could find his fist. Entries in the Fundman Institute's essay contest on the theme Guilt Feelings were judged today. The women. For her essay entitled, I Stink, No I Don't.
They're actually just large areas where rocky surface material has been swept clear.
Yes, announce your school. I'll bet that you'd never guess from the sound of my voice that I am actually a
67-year-old deaf-mute woman. And that only 9 short years ago, I heard a commercial just like this one and was inspired to climb out of my deathbed and enroll.
The House of Gerlin created a unique and refreshing color for his nephew, Napoleon III.
This is Bill Shalit, actor, character actor.
Over a Democrat, right now with Crooked Hillary, but still she's a Democrat.
Hot dogs are great, and you can get them almost anywhere. But if you want something special, get Swift's premium. Serve up tastier and juicier. And you can get Swift's Premium Franks at the same places you can get hot dogs. If you're not buying Swift's Premium Franks, what you're getting for your money are hot dogs. It's up to you.
Have you ever seen any better looking olives? They're Toei olives. The best looking olives are the best tasting. Here, try some. The Toei olives are Spanish olives. That's the only kind we use because Spanish olives have the finest flavor in the world.
Certainly not. They have Japanese markings.
It is 5,000 BC.
Interesting installment of the Puzzling Evidence Show.
line?
Soldier.
Why has he not used his weapon yet?
He wants to find someone.
So chatty.
Out of everything. Okay.
What the hell just happened to me?
Divine.
What's wrong?
To reproduce is divine. Got to get some sleep.
Well,
I surprise them by calling them up and saying,
"Weatherman,
I'm appearing before you as a neutral representative."
Where are we going?
The Fibonacci motherfucker. As a neutral representative.
I can't come to the Fibonacci.
I can't come to the phone.
So
leave your name at the
door.
Leave your name at the
door. I'm looking forward to the destruction of your land. Every planet around. I've been waiting for this day my whole life. This is that I will die. Your people will die. Jesus Christ will die.
It just felt, you know, it just felt so right.
How did you manage to beam aboard this ship?
Genius, you figured it out.
Tell me how. Oh my God.
Are you a member of Starfleet?
Yes, can I have a tone?
Under... I order you to answer the question how you are aboard a ship.
Especially you. You're so genius.
I'm the worst salad ever.
In addition to announcing our voice training course for teachers,
scrape off of our
some sort of I'll
cover it.
Mother! Oh my God.
How the hell did you get on the...
You're coming with us, right?
No, John. My destiny.
Bring it back out with no other
place. Excuse me. Could you... Sorry, sir.
Check off. What is it? What's
going to happen? Based on the Nervous Coast Rookie.
Citizen, what is your name?
Brian Burke. What's yours?
So many weird noises on. Sound like shit, bro.
I intended to
frightful eyes on.
Sorry, weird noises on.
I know, it's a bit of a sticky shit, wicket.
Bring him in. It's just intended to assist in the reestablishment.
My God, man.
I intended to assist in the re... Oh, my God. Okay, seriously, now I'm sorry. I intended to assist in some great stuff here.
What's that? Which one?
That's you. Just surviving the empire.
If that happened, I'd be like, valid.
Yeah. Yes. Pot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I smoke like pretty much every day.
Sure.
Barely even affects me at this point.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, me either, probably.
Come to think of it. Don't do this yourself.
You little...
That's a good thing.
Oh, God. Don't have
it. Let me be a little edgy.
Phaser cannons have
She didn't see the edges and the lines in between there.
Alert Starfleet civilian agencies to begin
process. That most of us think keep life manageable.
All right. So, on with the show.
Now the kissing. Here it comes.
You're about to find out just how wrong you are, because we barely...
Either you should become a student
even at all.
First experience with the record.
Ecstasy.
Either you should become a student...
Gosh, study the method in full before
one's eyes.
You're feeling the lead. You're good. Why don't you finish that story?
It almost seems true.
Who said that?
Oh God! Oh God! I'm coming in early. Oh God! I can hear the future, but I can't change it.
You're fine.
I can't change it.
Come on. Free. We need to start hiring freelancers as part of the plan.
And I went,
nice.
And
I went,
there we go.
And I went,
oh, are you?
And guess what?
Are you good?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind, Mike?
It's a big joke.
No, it's a new year, new me.
Are you ready?
Turn over a new leaf.
Yeah, it's fine.
You still can't have a good orgasm.
What are you looking at?
The audience knows that.
Nothing.
What's up, dude? Playboy channels.
What the?
I just can't imagine. What could happen to you if you couldn't have an orgasm?
How do the headphones work anyway?
What?
You keep missing
the mic.
What?
This gang, something very, very personal.
Look up now, my
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Now here's the part that really gets me.
No. The one in the middle. Don't pull that one.
Watch out!
This. Dude, hey. Do you see this?
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
I mean... This is holding it?
Alright, dude.
Okay.
Jack, forget I said
no. Nah, that's it. I'm calling.
Answer the lights. Deep
this
voice.
It's alright. They do.
Sorry, let me take that.
Graham. One of the tough things back. It's alright.
Nah, that's
they
it.
Do this all
I'm
the
calling
time.
Lily. This is way above my pay grade.
A fake party.
Yeah.
Why did you say it every time?
And
I hope the Lord of Notes will be a test first thing in the century.
Everyone does hate her.
Oh my God.
Everyone does hate her.
Riot.
In the days where podcasts are only.
Did you lick the toes?
Fortunately, you never have to.
The thing of the.
Okay,
also have.
of a mint.
It's interesting when you put it together. You know,
one Frank has its own.
Movie.
In this show,
now
that's do another one.
I'm calling lawyers.
To create is divine. To create is divine.
Hey, how about that?
To reproduce.
Who are these people?
I just wish I was on the radio.
Is divine.
To create is divine.
To create is divine.
All right, see you next month.
To create is divine. To create is divine.
With them because I'm so young and hard.
To create is divine. To reproduce. To create is divine.
Less than 2 hours later, suspect Lee Harvey.
To create is divine.
Ended inside a movie theater.
To reproduce is divine.
Chief Jesse Curry.
Everything else is just noise. Nothing else up to
earth. The Dallas jailhouse. Chief, could you detail for us what led you to
outside young boy paint my text. Don't you hang that moon and I'm
not a shot. No, I'm not just blowing smoke here. I love your
automated dialing.
So cruel.
Call Bob.
No human being
command
can bear
call Bob.
Dialing. So Mom.
No, not Mom. Bob. Where were you? On the
cancel. So
cancel.
Stop.
Hello.
No, I'm not just blowing smoke here.
Where were you on November 22nd?
It does not deserve to live in the universe.
I'm here, why?
And now, here's Johnny!
Multiple levels. We put in place some dangerous medical.
Maybe larger in a larger degree than the event itself has grown.
Just set this dial to 11.5.
Thought this might happen.
We use these cars.
I wonder what Dr. Howe and Philo and Puzzling Evidence are doing right now. I mean.
See? I'm
going to
edit this later.
KPFA and
I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative.
I'm Babs Bendix, and this is Hi-Fi Living with Puzzling Evidence.
I would like to say something for the record. Give me money, or I'll destroy your prison.
All right, that's enough.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope, the elephant, the deer, the mineral, the iron, the axe, the cold shoulder.
Man, it shows not all like this.
If you're having a safe word, we'll allow you to...
Hello, I'd like to break your mind.
Stereo.
We're just going everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's the grandma production package.
You want a better show? Download this.
As you cross the dark side.
Thank you.
low in that all-white truck. I can barely see shit.
Now you see why.
And my eyes get low in that all-white truck. I can barely see.
Nobody in the room pushed that button.
No, no.
And I overflow like mercury.
Day, can I help you folks?
Ah.
Glowing with uncertainty.
Get away from that astral mind.
Circles at the chevron. I might be forever gone. And my eyes get low in that all-white truck. I can barely see shit. The gas like you wouldn't believe it. Thank God I was always healing. In a time so slow, I was thinking about us rearranging pieces, speeding up on that all black demon. Going west, I don't got no reasons. I was throwing stones at Hercules. Throwing them so perfectly. Circles at the chevron. I can't be forever young.
This is the final word. Finally gets me. I don't know him very well. Sounds like a nice guy though.
I'll go right in from above. My voice will be their voice until I'm free.
Bodega on Mission Street, I think. Joseph Stalin? That guy?
No, quit Stalin.
He's right over there.
Stalin, by Führer, we wrote the mission statement already.
The beast of Berlin that he would not
be I've been using Germany
till he had
yeah,
driven him from the land.
Stop using it.
So they called the Yanks in English, right. And they proceeded to extinguish the Führer and his vermin. This is how the... Are you ready to rock? Head-banging, rambunctious rock and roll on the big one, KTKT Channel 99. Hey, you broke it. You broke that rule. This isn't that channel. You're giving the wrong... Hey, you're giving the wrong... It's It's Rockin' Radio Valencia.
What was the problem?
Is there a problem? Can I help you?
Here's one that you probably heard of. In fact, before I start.
Tissue paper.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I could just kiss you.
Before I start,
no one wants that.
I'm an engineer in there. Just wind up the lever on this kind of thing. It makes it sound as if I'm...
Look, it's a bug, a big bug.
Things that are hollow, warm, and wet.
Equally, guess what? I knew I shouldn't have eaten that Easter egg.
I thought you wanted an Easter egg.
I wanted an Easter egg, but now I'm sorry I ate the Easter egg.
She sings a song of her love for Trump.
That's what this is?
Yeah.
Bass solo.
He demands to be reinstated instantly as president.
Is that what he said? What did he say? What's he thinking?
When you think about
it. What goes on in that man's mind?
What's buzzing, buzzard?
Places stand out.
What's cooking, Doc?
You crisscross the country, not only the country, but the world.
Look, he crisscrossed his eyes that time.
And,
333 Elliot.
He dances to the village people. This is not his music. Look at that big old bug. Hush. Well, now it's quiet. How many rooms must a man walk in? I am losing my
mind. I lost my mind today. Let's just be clear.
When you were fighting tapeworms and earwigs,
I don't want to talk about it. But
okay.
Yes,
all right. Okay.
Yes,
well,
that's what happened.
About it if you don't want to.
That is better. Oh, that's probably Charlie.
Look, 404. We're in room 404. Yeah. What do you need, sir?
What do we need? What do we need?
Ice.
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 Ice?
Ice. Yeah, ice.
Ice, sir. 404, sir. Ice, sir. I'll be with you momentarily. Ooh. Disco.
Oh. 5 seconds. Stay with it. 15 seconds. Now.
Just
have
a creaky noise.
Mouth and hook.
Yeah.
25 seconds.
Susie the Floozy. That's Susie the Floozy.
35 Woo! Seconds. Victory is almost yours.
And here we have Philo Drummond and Dr. Howe.
We be yakking.
These things are really intense, but they quit making them.
My headphones are...
Speak.
Oh, here they are.
It's a poor workman who blames his tools,
well,
Philo Drummond.
It's a poor tool.
How about that? How about that?
Okay,
maybe
now we're
toasting just a touch higher, and the overallness is fine. Yeah, that's good.
So what about Slack?
Too many overalls.
As Philo Drummond said to me all those years ago, what about Slack?
No kidding.
Yeah, what about it?
Kid did that overdose.
So
yeah, did you bring the Slack? You did get the memo, right?
Yeah,
you're supposed to bring the Slack tonight. Don't tell me you didn't bring it.
So is
hey,
Bob,
we brought Bishop Joey tonight.
Is he going to X Day this year?
He's yeah, I think so.
He's
says
going
he
to,
is.
Going to be
but we
X
can't hear
size.
Bishop Joey.
Oh, you want to hear him?
He's
oh,
just
sorry.
Yabbering away.
I didn't know he was that important.
That,
I thought he was just here to. give us glory.
That knife switch on the wall, you just throw that, and he comes in and throws it up again. So
is this the show?
This is the Puzzling Evidence show. Yeah,
yes, this is Puzzling Evidence, but you have to put on your special glasses. I see you don't have your glasses on.
Yeah, you have to
have see the difference? Oh. See, yeah.
I'm not wearing my pants.
That's why they're cheering.
Oh,
okay.
Turn off my other mic.
Yeah, he's got four of them in there.
No, what that is is professional jealousy. Yeah. He's doing what he calls his show.
Yeah. Well, he's disarming the audience.
I like the way he does that. He sort of hijacks the show. He comes in here and hijacks the microphone.
Pretends like he's interested, walks around.
Just because he's got his own church, he thinks he can do anything.
Yeah. But he's able to make the audience rejoice.
Yeah, they are rejoicing. That is true.
He plays the sound effects that disarm them, and then he goes for the killer message.
What if I showed this audience what he really looks like?
No, wait, no. Well, you had to do that, didn't
you? Look, the audience just died. They couldn't stand the visage, the hideous countenance.
I can't stand it.
For all at once,
it's too much.
It's too much. I hope the Scientologists get it.
As they were drinking
too much for their... What?
See,
what?
It's a religious ceremony.
He brings all the toys.
So is this
toys.
The show?
This, I think, is the beginning of the show. The Puzzling Evidence show.
Not the beginning, but it's the
If you woke up in the middle of the night to listen to a show... And this isn't the show you thought it was, then I'm sorry about that. You can just roll back over.
If you go into the woods today, you're in for a big surprise.
I'd like to get a call from somebody who just has the show on, but they're not really listening to it.
You mean we need
they're
callers like now?
Vacuuming
on top of
their
all the
floor,
rest of
them. Cleaning their
you're
toilet,
bring
or washing
some
dishes.
Toilet callers on that we've already. I mean,
we should have a caller or two tonight. I mean, this we've got a special guest, and then we've got this whole other thing going on in here too. This is pretty.
Are you talking
strange.
About your personal problems? You know, we do discuss these lights. Well, that makes it easier
to see.
All
these devices, people walking around with devices.
Somebody tried to pick my pocket the last time.
I smell a device.
They're staring at their devices.
I smell a device.
Safety.
Looking through eye holes.
Our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Is this the show?
Somebody thought it would be cool if they did a video of a radio show.
Hold it right there.
That way they could see us saying things that you can only hear on the radio.
Wouldn't it be better if they did the radio of a video show? And then, of course, it would be pure audio,
would
as they
be.
Say.
Copyright. Too much.
Is this the region?
So,
this the soil, the climate?
I realize that I left all my other files out in the car.
All your files?
All the files that I want to use on my mind.
Why don't you have...
I don't see your big box of things.
Yeah, is that
big
what's
box
out
of
there?
Things is out there.
Do you want me to take over the show while you go out and do your stuff?
I can't not do shows.
I promise not to hijack it and take it to Cuba like I did that one time.
He's got the Internet of Things out in the car.
But what about you? Do you need somebody to go get your stuff, your mixing tools?
No, I'll go
flew
get
in from Miami Beach.
I think it'll be okay.
You're talking about
really
your records
out,
and your
is
CDs.
Is this the show? I mean, is this what they do? They just talk about nothing?
Not yet. No, not yet.
Not
no,
them.
No, we got to do the countdown.
What, I mean, do they do anything? Do
what
they
is the dance? Countdown part?
Now, 10.
Does that sound all right?
9.
He's down for the count.
8.
Are you getting
7,
that?
6.
4.
5.
4.
3. 2, 1, hold it.
We are at 2 seconds and holding here at Cape Canaveral Gravel while the great silver bird squats on the launching pad like an accusing finger pointing into interstellar space.
We're supposed to talk about Bob Dobbs, by the way.
No. First church of the last lap.
Subgenius rocket.
I'm sorry about all this.
First church of the last
lap. Interscene fighting.
Difficulty.
First church of the last lap.
Yeah, that's right. The first church of the last lap. Bishop Joey is here with us.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
tonight on the show.
He's strapped
here,
into
right
the
now.
Cabin. He is capsule. The bishop, and he's that's the highest position in his church.
That's it.
He's a bishop.
a lowly bishop. Tell him I'm humble. Tell him
is
I'm
this
humble.
Like
tell him
I'm
humble.
A
humble, lowly bishop.
Humble.
He pretends to be like scribe number 321.
Extremely humble.
You know, the weird thing is, though,
you look at the
a humble guy like him.
Yeah.
He's a pope in the Church of the Subgenius. He actually outranks himself in his own church.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen, for a theological conundrum?
We're ecumenical.
How does that work?
That's the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, that
$20.
Makes it all nice.
Okay, Dr. Hal for $20.
You got your contribution in the bucket. People
It's coming in. It's pouring in hand over fist. So state short question, please. Who is the eighth avatar of Vishnu? Are you sure that is the question?
Is this that religious quiz? Yeah.
I don't know. We could get a jazzier
the
one
Xerox
than that.
Of this
maybe we should
filter through some genius.
Would you like a lifeline? Would you like a lifeline?
Yes, I get three cheat questions, don't I?
Yeah, okay, like okay. First,
they don't count.
First cheap question is okay. How old is the first church of the last lap?
Oh, it goes back to the beginning of time.
I'm only 3 years out.
Adam was a boy. That's right. It goes back centuries. The
Daddy,
recorded time.
What happened to Mommy?
She had a little accident, son.
You weren't supposed to tell him.
Well,
heaven, my son, is a beautiful place where there's a smile on everyone's face. Your mommy loved us both, but she had to go. We needed her so, but they needed her most.
Next question, please.
Okay, question. Question number two.
Yes.
If you could be either of Bishop Joey's socks for the St. Stupas Day Parade, right sock or left sock, which sock would you prefer to be?
Well, I should parenthetically begin this by saying that these are socks, actual socks he's talking about for the Pacific Sock Exchange, and not the fruit of his loins, rather fruit of the loom.
Yes.
So one can easily be separated from these elements of hosiery, of footwear, and obviously it depends on whether you are an ambidexter or a sinister, or maybe a unidexter with one pathetic stump to wave defiantly in the breeze. Next question, please.
Question number three. What is puzzling evidence? What is puzzling evidence thinking right now?
He's thinking that he stands atop time's mighty monument, and he'll push anyone else off who tries to get up.
So there.
Now I think it's time to get back to our
up there.
Regularly scheduled program.
At the top.
In the name of the Father, the name of the Son.
Puzzling evidence has been there for so many years, struggling at the top to maintain his position of power over most of Berkeley, and the first church of the last lap, mainly.
Right. The world's fastest growing snack religion, 150% less on the light religion, one holy day a year, and today is not it.
So
no,
you can't really
not,
get any meat in that church, right? There's no meat, just snacks.
Meat can be a snack. And furthermore, there are the
expensive snacks.
Stations of stupid.
Yeah.
There are special
stations of stupid. I don't
think
he would really be into the actual production of
the sock exchange is just one of those
cheap snack items.
We have during the weekday when the April 1st falls on a weekday, we parade through the financial district from the Embarcadero Plaza, looping on the sidewalk through the financial district of San Francisco, doing the stations of stupid.
Well, Bishop Joey,
yes.
What is your church's
most
version
of us
of
wear
slack?
Clothes.
Our version of slack is you've heard of the indulgences that were a big hit back there a number of centuries ago for the Catholics.
Marty Luther loved them.
We do pre-indulgences. That means you can pay to do a sin later on.
Oh, that's complicated.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I can do that. We already did that. Our church did that long ago with an all-inclusive divine excuse. That's the first thing we gave them.
This is 2.0, though.
That's an early version of the
gotta do too many
of personal infallibility.
Yeah. All you need is an excuse, really. You just need an excuse that excuses you for anything that may have happened or might happen at any time in the future.
Because I sin forward, so that would really help.
Any planned future indiscretions?
Well, you have to schedule them.
I was wondering, does Bob change?
Bob don't ever change.
Bob doesn't give you any change. No, he's always out of
spare
pocket.
Spare change, no, please. Spare radio change.
What's his face look like?
Yeah, like
one
dots.
Big assembly of dots that shine in the dark.
You know, I have this feeling that there are people in other rooms looking at TVs with me on them.
They might.
Yeah, what's
you know,
with all these TVs and these people
night,
with cameras on a
they
radio
They don't show
show.
The pit anymore. They just
I'm
show
just praying
the
David Byrne shows up to save us.
We were
maybe we should
do
talk about movies and things because
no, we're forced by contract to
just down
talk
the
about
opportunity.
Bob.
Oh yeah,
Bob. You know Bob
or Saint Stupid,
and of course don't forget the
Stupid.
Sherman's Disease Telethon. Church. No, it was Epizootus that we.
Yeah,
he
had the telephone
for. It's a
light snack. Did you ever stop Epizootus?
No, what we managed to do is make a bundle of money off it.
Yeah, we had the Epizootus poster child there.
We were giving out salve.
Everybody who came into the show had to go through Bishop Joey's limousine, so nobody could get away without paying, except Michael Pepe, who slithered through. And
never forgiven
him. Adelaide
also never forgiven him for that.
Flew through it without paying, but everybody else had to get money.
She has the gravitas to do it. So does he, being vice president
once, years ago. Yeah. It has its
retired,
privileges, as they say.
Gravitas.
Not what you know.
You don't have any gravitas, do you?
No, it's a kind of soup in another country.
It's a soup that's mixed with chardly or fardly, one of those ingredients.
Now with new Wild Mountain banana flavor.
And, man, that will larp up that stuff. You can just melt it down.
Removing scale from boilers and industrial
installations. Can you play the blues on that thing?
He's just trying to drown out the song.
It's pretty bluesy.
He's doing an original riff.
He's jealous of all
Blind
the... Here's
Lemon
the coolest
Chitlin.
Part. They're not listening, the film crew?
No.
But they're not getting anything worth anything.
No.
Just...
You've got to try.
Well, they're listening. They aren't listening out.
This might not even be a real show. You know,
but you see, they can
put anything
they want in.
Yeah, that's true. We need a caller to validate our...
They just dub it in.
We're Suicide Man. You can be on... You can be on a special situation tonight.
Imagine
there's like
if
people
they took,
here that are filming a documentary or something.
Imagine if they took this show and made a gold record of it and put it on a satellite.
And then
Suicide Man's not on it.
And then took
here's
a pic,
the satellite going out there and
took
Suicide
a video Man. of the record.
Right.
Hanging on the
being
wall.
Being made in gold.
Yeah, being made into gold.
And then nothing.
And then absolutely
and you're
nothing.
Not remembered, you're not thought of. You're just
but you've
suicide,
got a gold
man.
Record, and that's the important thing.
But it lasts forever as it travels through the universe. So
we used to wander the halls at Fantasy Records, breaking the records out of the boxes and playing them to see if they actually had. Yeah, they're records. They're just Sly Stone. And
what do they
know,
do? They just spray paint them with gold paint and then put a fancy label on it.
They give them in a special sanctified bath of gold, where all the rock and rollers in the world have pissed. And so
it's a sanctified bath of. Authorized gold.
Yeah, authorized.
Faux gold.
Faux gold, and then you put the label on there and you got it.
Yeah. No one knows how long it would last.
So,
it could last a long time.
So did you're looking
gold.
At Elvis's greatest hits.
Could also melt.
But it's actually Sly Stone's greatest hits.
Yeah. Mostly Sly because they had a lot of... It was all Fantasy's records.
The aliens aren't going to know the difference. I hate to break it to you. To them, Elvis and Sly Stone sound exactly the same.
Yeah. They kind of like them at the same time.
They need us to educate them. We must evangelically move out into the
audio
outer
receptors
cosmos and
mission.
Inculcate our value.
You have a mission?
This is going to be really scary for you,
Philo.
You ready?
Church of
okay,
the
I'm ready. What are you going to take a picture of us taking a picture?
Yep.
Take a picture. It'll last longer. Well, now
I've got a new smile.
The photographers or the photographed or taking pictures.
I'm working on a new smile. I was getting tired of my old one. It's just, I'd lost my smile.
You have to pay for the new one?
I'd lost my smile. So I made a new one. No, I got it for free.
A king may smile and be a villain.
What happened to Bob?
He walked down the railroad track and he never came back.
Every second should be Bob, like a Doc's dog,
He never came
back. He was just waving his hands over his head when I last saw him. I give up on this stuff. This is just too much.
We know the real
reason. I got some more important things to do.
We know what really happened to Bob. I didn't know whether we were going to say it, but, the Victoria Theater, 1984, Night of Slack. You know what happened to Bob.
Yeah, he became famous, the worst thing that can happen.
He entered the artifice of eternity. Let us pause.
Is that a nice way of saying it?
Well, it's the best I could do on short notice. He shook a face plant on the stage.
I was amazed because the person who was Bob lay on the stage and threw all of the crazies dancing around him.
Nobody stepped on his fingers.
Nobody broke any bone in his body. Rudy stole one of his shoes.
They tried, but they just couldn't get through the force field or something. I think they were really.
Somebody else, who I won't mention, went through his pockets.
And they held up his pipe.
Only David Meyer tried to raise him up, and his guards were concerned. Because he had bodyguards that night with him. We were very concerned because they just saw madman shoot another man.
The nurses, were they tending to him?
No, they were still in the audience area backstage.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah, backstage because they had all
nurses. They were nurses, you know, and
they were mainly there to give the audience their Kool-Aid as they filed in.
Is it true that doctors drink vodka because you can't smell it on their breath as well?
Really, you can't do that?
Dentists sometimes get away with it too. They get plastered before they drill into your trigeminal nerve.
But it's okay because, according to Gary, they can get drunk, but they can still do their job. That was sign painters. I forgot. Sign painters. They get drunk, they stagger down the street, and then they start painting, and they're okay.
I've been a sign painter, and I believe that's utterly untrue. We don't get drunk. It's hard enough when you're sober to do it. You know?
Yeah, it is.
If you get drunk, you have to do it again.
I don't even try anymore.
The faster you get it done, the more money you make.
Okay, yeah, I think you're validating
the show.
Dr. Howe, that sounds like work to me.
Were you becoming exasperated with
sounds like
Dr.
work.
Howe.
He's getting
it
he's starting
work.
To get worried.
And what work? Because you're standing on a stepladder that makes
your script
legs
there. You're supposed to say something
like nothing
about
else.
Work's not bad as long as you're not having to do it.
Nope. Yeah.
And you don't stay there. Every time you need something, you have to go down
going
the stepladder.
Going away is not going to solve anything. The problems
that you called about are still with you.
You've
got to face your dilemma.
So you have to call 848-4425. You've got to call. Area code.
Be an active listener. Don't just lay there in bed, just lying there half awake and some sort of, you're drooling on your pillow.
Wake up.
Get up. Call the show. We're waiting for you. The whole world is waiting for you. You're not
going
to believe how far this is going to go.
Please, and hurry, please.
I think there's probably somebody in Japan that wants to hear from you. Somebody in I don't know, maybe even Kuala Lumpur.
Somebody on the other side of the international dateline.
I want to hear from you now, so call the show at 510-848-4425.
And when they do...
If you're east of the Rockies, call 510-848-4425.
When they call in, you're going to have to deal with them. They're going to be your special audio guest. Yeah, it's true.
Hey, I hear a snapback feedback duplex.
It's true. There is a delay.
Self-interpolating
auto
feedback. Einstein was right.
What part of the comic?
Which part? The E or the M or which part was right? All of it?
See, there's some Guy Duel.
There's Guy Duel.
Slowly ascended towards
doing a golf mantra.
He saved the church.
European.
We should cover that fact.
Now.
He saved the church in the olden days.
Yeah, he sent us life.
And he had to leave the country.
We thought it was a lot of money.
But he did have to
now
leave the country because of what he did.
We were about to give up. The church, we were so sad. And then all of a sudden we got about a million-dollar Bolivian bill from...
We get communications from
Guy Duel.
What year was that?
From him.
It's like 1980.
Sir Guy on
remember the sad tapes.
1980.
No, it's not funny, folks.
80,
I remember
80,
those
80,
tapes.
Something
yeah.
like that. We got the big, giant Bolivian money. We thought we were rich. It's 10,000.
Yeah.
And we
10,
were like, what's this worth? You know, back then you couldn't just look in the internet and find out how much the exchange rate was. You had to go somewhere or call somebody and ask them what, you know.
Look in the newspaper.
Of course, it looked great. It was big money, really nicely printed, different colors all
really
over.
Really poor country, really great money.
Beautiful money. And then we found it was worth like, you know, $20, which was still probably more than we had ever gotten.
That ain't chicken feed.
No, $20 back then was like, probably like couple hundred dollars.
Nowadays, it's only a question at the Ask Dr. Hal show.
Attachments and entailments.
But if you give the 20, you get a long poem.
Certain legal precedents we have to follow.
Dr. Hal lets you know what past exchange rates were.
They identified the little girl. I have that info with me.
The little girl
that was found underneath the house that was being
They reburied her, and I believe 400 people came.
In fact, they're having another reburial on June 16th.
They dug her up and rebury her again, you mean?
Well, they had to open her up, which means now she's going to rot.
It works so well.
And then they had to reseal her. And yeah, somebody's paid for a better plot.
She was found in a remarkable state of preservation, like certain saints.
As soon as they opened the lid, then the decaying starts.
Yeah, they sealed her. The company was known. That was their deal. Was the Victorian time was like, we'll conquer nature and color.
The Eternity Corporation.
They open up the lid and
so they sealed her up, and she died of not eating nothing for a long time.
She starved to death.
So she wasn't full of stinky food.
Yeah,
the preservation was incredible, but now they've started.
Was this somewhere in the Barbary Coast area, under a house or something? They were digging.
Yeah, they were rehabbing the driveway and found part of the old evergreen. Maybe it was evergreen.
The callers want to know the details on this.
Every time you do construction, you make up some
false. Hello, caller. You're not on the show because we're not actually here. This is a joke.
All the video people really want to know what happened.
What video people?
These people. Taking video of a radio.
How many did you take tonight?
It's like having a camera pointed at a radio.
How many did you take tonight?
That's what I'm doing. I'm pointing my computer.
The concept is beyond what people have thought about. You know?
Enough.
What if you took a radio show and you made a TV show out of it?
That's enough. That's really enough. I'm calling enough on
I
that.
Think
enough
you
on
enough. Enough.
We're not talking about your church enough. Is that
that's
what it?
That's it. That's it.
You need a little more church talk.
Why are we gathered?
We're here to have a faith off.
Faith off.
We're going to faith off between the Church of the Subgenius and the First Church and Last Laugh.
The world's fastest growing.
See, we're the opposite of the other show where he's nice and soft.
Yeah.
He never talks hardly at all.
No. He's so nice.
We can't stop talking.
That's right. Well, this is only appropriate.
It's only a precaution.
But, you know, both the thing about the two churches, the Subgenies and the FCLL, is that they were both created in 1979.
That's right.
One in Dallas and one in San Francisco, and we're not sure which is which yet.
Okay,
so what was in the water? What was in the air?
What was in the water?
Maybe those contrails were some sort of,
Reverend Brochiers, David Brochiers.
So you really weren't trying to rip us off with your Johnny-come-lately church.
Two big phony churches rose at the same time.
Yeah.
In different parts of the American spectrum, you might say. So
great inflatable blimp.
We want to know why in 79 two of these churches, and they're still thriving, my friend.
Thriving. Ours had a book, yours had a parade.
Right. We have
robbing,
breathing. We had our 39th annual St. Stupid's Day parade through North Beach, and we had... thousands. I think it was thousands. Thousands and thousands.
I'm pretty sure. Probably is.
Maybe close to...
Thousands that didn't make it.
A million, yeah.
To a million people.
Thousands that didn't make it and a few hundred that did make it.
Yeah, but they all...
Three giant dog heads.
They all went away. They all went away with something other than...
How did that happen?
It did.
They came away with a soccer.
No, they went away with something special.
The vehicle onto Joe's...
Something in their heart. You put something in their heart.
When they come away for your event, they got... pipe ashes in their lap.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm really tired of both Subgenius and St. Stupid. I'm following D'Alessandro from now on.
Really?
Yeah, because he knows the right way.
Yeah?
You go to the parade, fall asleep, wake up, parade's over. I don't want to go. I don't want to have to walk. I just want to go to the park.
Let's not name names.
Fall asleep.
Alessandro Marucci. Alessandro Burl Heinz.
That's not his real name.
No, don't talk about Alessandro.
Let's just call him Alessandro Marucci from Burl Heinz.
That's his fake name.
He bicycles from Burl Heinz to Washington.
He's so tired when he got there.
He says, I'll wait here at the Washington Park, sleep on the grass, and the parade will show up here in about 20 minutes. And
only
the parade's right by him.
We're past him.
And he gets up and gets down to Joe DiMaggio as we're breaking down the set.
The best parade. Yeah.
That's good timing.
Perfect timing. That's why I ask you if your church had Slack, too, because Reverend Stang, an ancient video and audio I was just editing, was talking about one of the...